Hey, everybody, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. If you have been following our coverage of the rising R&B superstar and the runaway teenager who turned up dead in his trunk, then you probably know that new details continue to surface every day, and today is one of those days, a big one. Also, some of the things that we thought we knew at first, they've turned out to be wrong. We find out new things every day, and we get corrected every day, too. But today, what a bombshell. If you're just jumping into this case, or if you want the full backstory, or just reminders, or maybe a timeline, I've got all of it. I've put together a playlist with all of our coverage of the singer David and the disappearance and death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez. It's right there in the episode description, but let's get right to it, because we now have the first confirmation that Celeste Rivas Hernandez, the underage girl found decomposing in the trunk of the singer's impounded Tesla, was in fact dating that much older singer. By many accounts, it seems David and Celeste had actually been dating for quite some time. TMZ is reporting that people who knew David and Celeste socially took it as a given that they were a couple, a romantic couple. David's friends said they actually thought that Celeste was 19. And as we've reported before, she and David apparently were acquainted as far back as when she was 12. And conceivably, she could have met David when she was like as young as 11. I know, it makes my skin crawl. First, I got to take you back to the Hollywood Hills for moving day. Yeah. News Nation affiliate KTLA, man, did they get a scoop. They were there when suddenly the movers showed up and the contents of David's former palatial mansion, the one he called home, the one that Halle Berry used to own, those contents were boxed up and hauled away by movers. You may have heard that the singer's manager signed a lease on that house for $20,000 a month. That was in February of last year, so Feb 2024. But he broke that lease just this week, and the homeowner actually told us that he'd agreed. The owner agreed to the terms of separation with David's manager. And as it turns out, it appears that this manager's young client, David, could certainly afford that house or any house like it, because there's new reporting on that too. I'm going to fill you in on that in just a moment. And it is important because it's actually a lot of money. But I wanted to show you the moving trucks and the movers. You will notice that their faces are clearly visible. Why is that important? It's important because KTLA's reporter said that was not the case for a whole bunch of other people who showed up and were presumably part of this move, presumably Team David. Those people had black wraps around their faces. And at one point, one of them drove off in a red Tesla that had been parked in one of the garage bays. And yeah, that guy too had a black wrap tied around his face. I guess they did not want to be recognized. If they were on Team David, maybe they are really unhappy about being connected to this very disturbing case and very disturbing mystery that, mark my words, will be solved. But unlike the black Tesla, where Celeste's remains spent days, if not weeks, decomposing in the frunk, that's a forward trunk on a Tesla. The Tesla that hightailed it out of the garage bay did not belong to David. That red Tesla, apparently, according to KTLA, has an owner of record named Josh Marshall. And yes, that is the name of David's manager, Josh Marshall. So look, I don't know what was in the boxes that were being moved out of David's former house, but I know what was not in the boxes. And that would be some key evidence or potential evidence that the LA police already confiscated 8 days ago. And by the way, how did a kid who was born in Queens and raised in Texas come to live in a mansion like that? David's real home seemed to be the internet. So follow me here. This is how the money is made. As a kid, David made videos of himself playing the online game Fortnite. You've probably seen a lot of kids do it, but David did something else. David put his own music over the videos to get around those copyright issues with other music. And his clips ended up blowing up on TikTok. They also caught the eye of a record label called Interscope. And Interscope in 2022 signed David to a deal worth a minimum of $3 million. That is a lot of money for anybody, let alone a 17-year-old, because David was only 17 when he signed that deal. But get this, $3 million may be chump change, because TMZ says that the deal he signed was potentially worth twice that, $6 million, depending on the level of his sales. And as for sales, right now, in spite of everything that's going on, or maybe because of everything that's going on, David's music has never been hotter. According to Music News, one of his singles climbed to number 8 on Spotify this week and is also climbing on YouTube and Apple Music. And that is what makes what I'm about to tell you so stunning. Because behind the streaming success and the chart numbers, the evidence tells a hell of a story, and it is a lot darker. Up until tonight, there'd been no definitive proof that David Anthony Burke, the singer named David, spelled D4VD, was actually in a romantic relationship with Celeste Rivas Hernandez, the underage victim found in his Tesla trunk. But now there is. Now there is definitive proof. TMZ spoke with multiple friends of David who were, quote, under the impression that he and Celeste were indeed a couple, a romantic couple at that. David's friends believed that Celeste was 19 years old and a college student. Earlier today, I spoke with a TMZ senior producer named Charlie Neff, and Charlie is behind all of this breakthrough reporting. She is the one who reached out and connected with David's friends and had a very, very insightful conversation. Here's my chat with Charlie.
How did they know him, and how well did they know him?
Yeah, so the folks that I spoke to are in the LA music scene, so they know David very, very well. They didn't know Celeste as well as they knew David, but they did notice that he was bringing her along when they would go to parties in the music scene. Maybe they would have hangouts after a recording session, and they knew David to be a very gentle person, is what they told me. They also described him as very soft-spoken. Friends around him are extremely shocked that he's even remotely connected to this grisly murder of a 14-year-old girl. Obviously, he has not been named a person of interest. And from what we've seen, there is no legitimate connection connecting him to the death of this young girl. However, her remains were found in his car. And just that connection alone has really shocked a lot of people around him.
Did they get the impression that this was a romantic couple?
Yes, absolutely. So the people that I spoke to that were seeing them together out in the scene believed they were romantically involved. Now, look, they did not say anything about PDA, said that David was a very shy, quiet person, and Celeste seemed to mirror that as well. So they weren't out there making out at parties and things like that, but they did believe, because they would see them together so frequently, that these two were in a relationship.
Where did they get the idea that she was somehow a 19-year-old going to USC as a college kid?
I know. Isn't that just so crazy? Because, you know, we think, how does a 14-year-old girl, child, present as a 19-year-old woman? And I was told that these people were just so sure that she was a college student. They were specific. They said that she attended USC from what they believed. And also she was seen at events where there's age restrictions, you know, clubs and parties and stuff like this, where she had to be at least of 18 years old to get in. And we do know from law enforcement sources that she did have several fake IDs as well. So she was able to get into places where there was age restrictions. But,
you know, Charlie, it's so sad to hear that you and I are talking about a 14-year-old girl, but I keep going back to the fact that it's possible he connected with her as early as 12, and on the far end, maybe even 11. Did these friends have a long relationship with David? Like, for instance, did they know Celeste when she was maybe 13, or God forbid, even 12?
Yeah, so the people that I spoke with just recently got to know him. You know, he has been popular for quite some time. We know that he had been signed to a record label when he was underage. However, he has kind of blown up in the music scene the past couple years. So it would have been the past couple years that they did know her. But yeah, she would have been what, about 12 years old during the time that she was coming around. And, you know, we don't know a whole lot about who her friends were, if she did have friends. We just know that she was coming around more in his circle. And we know she wasn't really home very often because she wasn't attending school.
Well, God, if you think about it, you know, her friends would have been elementary school friends, because it's only a couple of years ago that she would have been in elementary school. And if she disappeared at 13, she would have been just into middle school. And just the whole idea that we're talking about it is so uncomfortable. But I am so curious about her story and how she presents. And as you mentioned, these friends of David said she presented very much like a 19-year-old. Did they see her driving? Did they see her driving, say, his car? Because if she's telling everyone she's a USC student, she's got to be going out of the house or leaving his presence on a regular basis.
Yeah, these people did not see her driving or ever see her driving his car or anything of the such of the matter. But, you know, she was always with him. So, you know, everything he did in his life, she kind of seemed to follow.
Do we know, Charlie, if these friends had any inkling that Celeste had actually moved into that mansion, that she was full on a resident of that home in the Hollywood Hills with David?
So the people that we spoke with a lot of neighbors in the area, and they don't recall seeing Celeste, or at least don't remember seeing her face. I know there are reports out there saying that she had been living with David and was at least staying there in the past couple weeks leading up to when she was discovered.
Did these friends of David ever mention that Celeste talked about her family or her home life or led on anything about her personal life?
Yeah, so the people that I spoke with didn't know much about her. It doesn't seem like this really came up, at least in like a social gathering or a social scene. No one really questioned much about her background. Like I mentioned, you know, they just knew her as this college student that went to USC. It doesn't look like they really unpacked that. You kind of just take somebody at their word when they say things like that.
Did you get the impression that they thought David might actually be involved in this extraordinarily mysterious and tragic death?
So when I spoke to people around him, they were shocked that he was even remotely in, you know, just the same sentence of this grisly, gruesome murder. Just the fact that it was his car that her remains were found in, they were shocked because, you know, they said he appeared to be a very gentle guy, very shy guy, quiet. I also was told that his family is very conservative. They were very much involved in his life. Remember, he's just a 20-year-old, and his family was very much a part of his career from the beginning. And so for him to even be connected in any kind of way, again, he is not a person of interest, but for it just to be his car, they thought was just extremely disturbing and confusing. And just how could anybody do this, especially somebody that they would see at social scenes and things like that? They just can't believe it. It's extremely shocking for them.
Do you know if these friends that you talked to have also been interviewed by the police?
So I did speak with somebody who said that they have not personally been interviewed by police, but they believe that it's absolutely possible that other people in that group could have been interviewed by police. I'm sure police are trying to make sure that, you know, there's no stone unturned, and they are combing through everything to try to piece together this just horrific, horrific case.
If I were a betting man, Charlie, I'd say he would be going to his support system, which, as you just mentioned, he's got a supportive family. I think they're in Houston. Does anybody know if that's a possibility? Any sightings, any hint, anything about Houston?
There hasn't been any sightings. And like you mentioned, he is from Texas originally. And we do know that he has a couple homes out there as well, which it does not appear that there have been any search warrants for either one of those homes. There haven't been any sightings. So it appears he's in hiding. I'd imagine, you know, like I mentioned, he is not a person of interest. Maybe, you know, if he has no connection to this grisly murder whatsoever, he obviously knew who this young girl was. I imagine that would be extremely hard and painful to hear what unfolded to somebody you know. But you know, and it's unclear if he's spoken to police, but hopefully they get to the bottom of it soon.
Boy, I sure hope police know where he is. If you and I don't, I sure hope they have a handle on where he is, because my feeling is now that he's lawyered up, they still have some questions for him. Charlie Knapp, amazing work. Great journalism and a really good interview. Thanks so much. I appreciate this.
Thank you so much, Ashley, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
So that is definitive proof from David's friends that he and Celeste were romantically involved. And given the age difference between David and Celeste, he's 20 and she likely died at 14 after being reported missing by her family, that is illegal, pure and simple. So watch this space as to what happens with that information alone. But it isn't like we hadn't suspected that they were in some kind of a sexual relationship. You may have seen some of the clips of a Twitch stream that David abruptly deleted. Viewers saying someone who looks an awful lot like Celeste is on that stream. And her voice is clear as day. There are actually two different clips that are floating around, originally streamed in January of 2024. Now, while the stream was ongoing, the chat seemed to turn against David. People commenting that David seemed to be doing something not unlike Jeffrey Epstein. And some in the chat started saying that David was, quote, done and even destined for, quote, the Epstein list. Within seconds, David erupted and then begged his moderators, known as mods, to kill the feed and delete it. But before it vanished, that somebody who looks a lot like Celeste spoke up. And what she said was very, very telling. Take a listen.
Pray for his career, chat. Are we done? Are we?
We need to delete this.
Are we, Maz, can we delete all VODs? And then as soon as the stream ends, delete the stream too? Can we delete anything? You done for, bro? Y'all are not done? Now you're going to Epstein? Yo, wait.
Oh, look at it. Answer that one. That's so mean if you don't answer
which one? Which one? What's good, David? Big fan. Big spam. Bro, thank you, Mitch. Mitochondria.
Appreciate you. I got to sign with him if you even.
I media trained you.
No, you didn't.
That's controversial.
It's controversial of raping kids.
Really good. Okay, it's been a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Mwah, 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 mwah. Oh my. Delete everything. Delete everything. Everything goes.
Did you catch that? Did you catch at the very beginning where David sounded like he was saying, I media trained you? I mean, I was taken aback. Listen again.
I media trained you.
No, you didn't.
That's controversial.
It's controversial of raping kids.
Yeah, he definitely said I media trained you, which, look, I mean, could mean anything when you're in the entertainment business. But in retrospect, knowing what we know now, that this is a kid, right? If that's Celeste, this is a child and they're talking about underage sex and he's scolding her about, hey, you've been media trained. Well, you know, with rear view vision, it certainly does take on a whole new meaning, right? And that is where we're going to leave this one tonight. A rising star whose music is topping the charts, while his personal life and his choices and the tragic death of a teenage girl all threaten to topple everything. If you want to stay on top of every new development in this case, the interviews, the courtroom twists, and the inside reporting, make sure you're following this podcast, Drop Dead Serious, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, don't forget, we've created a full playlist of our coverage on Celeste's disappearance and death and the comings and goings of David, especially as he's underground. It's all right there in the description. So make sure you follow, make sure you like. It's really great to have you here, and I'm super appreciative. So is Atlas, even though he sleeps through it all. I'm Ashley Banfield. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, the truth isn't just serious. It's drop dead serious.